This is SQPN, the StarQuest Production Network, leading the way. Listening to Catholic Weekend, episode number 260 for the week ending Saturday, February 14th, 2015. Good morning. I'm Jeff Nielsen, also known as your captain. And joining me today from Conyers, Georgia, Maria Johnson.
Hey, you guys. I had such a fun week. Can't wait to tell you about it.
Awesome. Can't wait to hear it. And also joining us today from Atlanta, the Catholic drinky, Miss Sarah Babulous, the tweeting hipster.
Yep, that's me. Toad hipster.
And also joining us from Malta, Montana, Father Corey Stico.
Good morning, all. I'm actually back home after my twice across the continent trip.
Well, I can't wait to hear about the second half of the trip. We heard a little bit last week about your first part of your journey. And so before we hear about that, let's also introduce our guest today, Dr. Paul Camerata, coming from the shores of the Hawaiian Islands. No, probably not.
That is just beautiful. Welcome, everybody. It's great to be here. I wondered what kind of music you were going to put in the background.
Well, you know, you're
Must
lucky.
Must be that tutu.
Normally, I do. Normally, I do this.
I'm more comfortable with that.
Sounds like me in the show. No,
actually, this is a recording of you singing in the show. And don't ask me how we got that. Okay. And don't
ask. You know that I still have that recording of Kumbaya that you and Father Jay and
you need
Paul
to send it to me so that we can play it.
That's very fun.
That was fun. All right. Well, hello, everyone. I hope everybody had a great week. Apparently, Maria did. She's going to tell us about that. But before we hear from Maria, I'd like to talk with Paul because he is on kind of a tight schedule this morning because you have to go to some kind of a colored mass.
Uh-oh. Captain Jeff.
Uh-oh.
Where are you? He's going down.
Oh, no. Can you hear me?
The plane came to a halt.
What happened?
Yep.
Okay,
he's having that Google Hangout problem that I sometimes have.
Well, he was having some difficulties before, too, with his microphone and the settings changed on.
Can you hear me?
Yes, he's back.
Okay, that's, again, let me switch back to my other microphone. Okay, can you?
Nope.
You stink.
He's out.
Ah, yeah. Wow. Well, that just bites. So well, you're just going to have to hear. Well, this is not going to work very well because now it's just using the microphone on my MacBook, and I won't be able to play any.
Any of the audio or anything like that.
Well,
can you still do it so that it'll be on the recording? But
you won't,
so we can at least hear you.
You won't be able to hear anything. But
that's fine.
All right, we'll pretend.
I don't know what's going on. I'm sorry, folks, for this.
You can dance while the music is on and just
let us, you know, do your nice little subtle. And as the music is coming up,
we don't need music.
Can you hear me now?
Technical difficulties.
No, you can't hear me.
Oh, train wreck.
Oh, boy. Well, I guess I'll just have to leave it on. I'll have to leave it on that, unfortunately. Okay. Well, the show must go on. So, let's see. We don't need no stinking music. Anyway, I said, as I was saying, although you didn't hear me, is that we have Paul for a short period of time this morning, and because he has to go participate in a white mass. Tell us what the white mass is.
So the white mass is a mass for the healing professions, or physicians, nurses, you know, people that wear white coats. And there is a red mass that often takes place in the fall in conjunction with the Supreme Court, the beginning of the Supreme Court session for attorneys. And this is the white mass. So all across the country, usually we do ours here in the Archdiocese of Kansas City in Kansas and Kansas City, St. Joe, Missouri. We do ours in conjunction with Our Lady of Lourdes, the feast of which was just a few days ago. So the physicians, nurses, all kinds of healing professionals, we'll have podiatrists, really anybody that's concerned with helping with health will be there, along with our two local ordinaries, Archbishop Naumann and Bishop Finn, and the homilist is going to be Bishop Conley from the Diocese of Lincoln, so we're real excited about that.
Nice.
Excellent. So one of the reasons why we wanted to have you on, Paul, is that you have put out, what, two podcasts already this year?
two podcasts this year, which is double the output for last year. As many of you who do podcasts know, you know, it takes a lot of time and effort. And although I started out, you know, doing one a week back in the day, you know, 8-9 years ago, it gradually sort of slowed and faded to one every 6 months, one a year. And now I've, you know, part of the problem, and Captain Jeff, you'll know this because you used to use Ubercaster, was that the way I put together my podcasts went away. You know, they don't support the latest Mac OS. And, you know, way back in the day, we had something called Cast Blaster. You know, none of that stuff works anymore. But you turned me on to Boss Jock Studio, which has worked fabulous for my sort of production paradigm. So I've started using that again. It makes it pretty straightforward.
Well, I'll tell you, it's amazing to me that you could have put out a podcast every week. Now, I do a podcast every week, but it's not very highly produced like yours. And if you want to hear, if you haven't heard Paul's SaintCast, you really need to subscribe to it. And you can find it over at saintcast.org. And his last episode was I'm not quite to the end yet, but it it regards the Father Damien and a sound seeing tour in Molokai, and it's fascinating. And Dr. Paul does such a fantastic job with the podcast production. You really need to listen to that. But at the very beginning of the show, he talks about getting on this very small airplane. It's a Cessna Caravan, by the way.
How did you know what it was?
Well, I just looked at the picture on your website.
Okay. And that's great.
Yeah. So it was what, like an 8 or 10 passenger single engine turboprop airplane. And Dr. Paul explains that he's not the best flyer in the world, and so you can hear about his adventure by heading over to saintcast.org. But tell us again a little bit about that that show.
So it was really fun to do. I had I'd wanted to go to Molokai for a number of years. I've been to Hawaii a few times, usually for medical meetings. So I'll go over there and bring my wife with me. And this was a meeting a year or two ago. I think it was a couple years ago in February. And she said, well, I'm not going to the meeting. And guess what? Now you can go to Molokai, because I really have absolutely no interest in going to Molokai. There's nothing there except this leper colony. And so she said, you know, finally, you can go on your own. I'm not going to take a day and go to Molokai. And so I went, and it was just an incredibly moving experience. You know, the story, for those of you who don't know, we go over it on the SaintCast a little bit, is that Damien de Wooster, a Belgian priest, was in Hawaii, volunteered to go to this leper colony. The leper colony was set up because the population of Hawaii was being decimated by diseases brought in by Westerners, measles, smallpox, and leprosy. And so they finally said, look, we're going to take these lepers and isolate them. It was a truly isolated spot. I got to visit it. It's this little peninsula on the end of Molokai that is surrounded by water on three sides and then these 3,000-foot cliff, so there's really no way out. And there was a great movie. I include little snippets of the movie called Molokai, A Portrait of Father Damien, the story of Father Damien that came out about 15 years ago with some really incredible actors. Peter O'Toole's in it, Derek Jacobi, Theo McKern. Anyway, this movie talks about it. And so I went just sort of on the podcast, visited the island, traveled around, took the Father Damien tour, and you're with me the whole way because I have my trusty microphone with me. So
it's awesome. You really do need to listen to, well, all of the SaintCast episodes, but especially the latest one on Father Damien. So anyway, so what else has been going on in your life, Miss Dr. Paul?
Well, I, you know, I'm in neurosurgery, so I do, you know, 6 days, 5 days a week neurosurgery when I'm on call 7 days a week. So I, my kids are growing up, spread all across the country. So I've been keeping busy with a number of things. I teach, so I'm at the University of Kansas. I'm the head of the neurosurgery program there, so I'm teaching others how to do this. Help out with the Catholic Medical Student Association here locally. I'm their sponsor and advisor. So, yeah, just living life and trying to get a few SaintCasts kicked out every once in a while.
Well, that's awesome. So you're doing it kind of airline pilot guy style, doing it in, from your hotel room, although that's not the first time you've recorded a show from your hotel room.
Yes, I took a little cue for the airline pilot guy. Now, if I just had some of your music, that is really sweet.
Well, I'll give some to you. Anyway.
Here's Jeff Nielsen on the upright bass. Yeah.
So, Paul, did you hear that SQPN is doing a little shindig in June of this year?
Called
Catholic New Media Celebration, we're calling it this year.
As sort we did of getting back to days gone by.
Yes, and so please tell everyone that you're planning to go.
I am. June 6th and 7th. I guess it'll be on the 7th, right? On Sunday.
Yeah, on Sunday the 7th. And the 6th will be the dinner.
Yeah, so very excited to be there, to be coming, and to see all of our friends once again back to the place where it all began, really.
Yeah, that's right. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a real homecoming. You know what? I think that we need to set up like a goofy station to take homecoming pictures.
We should.
Yes, we need one of those little photo booths from Woolworth or you know, whatever. Yeah.
Or maybe, Maria, you and John and the rest of your family can come up with some kind of a big plywood cutout.
Shut up.
Or not.
If I ask my son to come home and build such a thing in our garage again, I think that he'll say, no, Mom. It'll be the first time I hear no, Mom, from this boy.
That ain't happening.
It ain't happening.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so I look forward to seeing you in person again, Dr. Paul. Oh, by the way, I'll be out in Kansas City next month. I don't remember exactly when, but I'll contact you and let you know.
Seriously, you have to let me know, and we can go out and visit the Power and Light District or something. Maybe go to a basketball game. All right.
All right. Ooh. Excellent. So, anytime you need to drop off, Paul, just head out. And we were glad that we were able to have you with us for a short period of time this morning before you went off and did all the other stuff that you were.
Well, it was a blast to see you all, especially Jeff. I have to ask you one thing. Mm-hmm. Will you be my Methodius, please? Because today, of course, is the feast of Saints Cyril and Methodius, which I'm sure everyone knows, right?
Yes. Well, wait a minute. No, I thought it was Valentine's Day, Paul.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So,
well,
that's
what you get for thinking.
Exactly.
Well, tell us a little bit about how this Saint Valentine, is Saint Valentine a real person?
Well, yes, there was really a Saint Valentine. There's a number of stories about the original Saint Valentine and about whether he really was somebody, the story of his lover, and the fact that he was martyred. It's an old story, and the common story of Saint Valentine is that He was a Roman, I believe, somewhere in central Italy, and he was confined to jail. I can't remember the original story, to be quite honest. I think Maria's done some research on this recently. Do you remember?
No, I have no research.
He's not one of your bad I don't. Bad saints. No, bad.
He might have been badass, but no, I don't think that. Did I say that on the air? Oops. Yes, I
I'll
did.
Have to censor that, I guess.
Totes allowed.
There's a whole bunch of different saints named Valentine that are in the actual martyrology that are commemorated in the Catholic Church, there was a Roman priest or bishop, I think. I would be really just talking out of my head if I remembered. I did a saint cast on him once, and it was about, I think, 8 years ago, and that has long since left my short-term memory. Thanks.
I think the best I can do is the Catholic meme that's going around with the icon of St. Valentine, and it says, "Oh, because little red hearts is what I wanted you to do in remembrance of me." Never.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's actually Cyril and Methodius. Is that right?
Yeah, Cyril and Methodius. We know a lot about them, as opposed to the apocryphal St. Valentine or St. Valentines. These were brothers that were actually born in Greece, Thessalonica. Thessalonica, and they sort of brought the church to the Slavs. You know, the alphabet, the Cyrillic alphabet, takes its name from Saint Cyril, and they were at one point sort of ostracized because people. It sounds very similar to things happening today. They didn't want the liturgy translated into another language, etc. But they said, "Hey, we have to bring the beauty of the church to the Slavs." And to do that, they translated much of the liturgy into the vernacular at that point in time. So, again, Saint Cyril developed the Cyrillic alphabet. Cyril died on a pilgrimage to Rome. Actually, was visiting the Pope and is buried, I believe, in the church, the Basilica of San Clemente. So if you go to Rome and you go down, in fact, I think I did a saint cast on this eons ago, you go down under the church, the San Clemente is built on like three or four different levels. You go down to the lowest level and you can actually see the burial spot of Cyril. And they lived, I believe, in the, was it the 800s or something like that? So we're talking about, 1,200 years ago.
Wow. Excellent. Yeah, so if you're interested...
I just like to sing their names.
Okay, go ahead. No, we don't want to hear that.
I'm not going to do that for you.
And St. Cyril died today, February 14th, in 869. So that's why today is celebrated as the Feast of St. Cyril and Methodius.
I was going to play the Saint Song video that Paul did. But you wouldn't be able to hear it because of my little setup right now. But anyway, so if you're and by the way, if you want to hear Jimmy Akin sing the Saint Song, listen to the latest episode of the Saint Cast, episode 147.
Jimmy was kind enough to record that a year or two ago for us, and so that was a blast. Putting that, I actually went back and dug out the old MIDI file and auto-tuned it a little bit so that it was near Jimmy's pitch because he had just sent the audio.
So I thought that he had done the whole thing. So you actually added the music to him singing.
Yeah, he just did the bare audio. So I don't even know if he's heard it yet. If you hear from him or text him, you want to say, "Hey, let's do this thing Paul put together for us."
Okay, I'll do that.
I think people know what you're talking about because years ago what happened is that Paul put together this insane litany of saints.
It's not insane. Come on.
And now it's in use in many parishes across the land.
It is in use in many parishes. The women priests especially love it.
Actually, Jimmy's if you ever listen to Catholic Answers much, you'll know that he is a musicophile. I mean, he probably has been in productions and things like that, I would gather, because he knows so much. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
Trivia, mm-hmm. and other
He calls a mean square dance. I can tell you, I've witnessed it myself.
No way! Wow!
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's a major hobby of his. He's a square dance caller.
He enjoys it a lot.
The tutu is attacking Paul. for our listeners who are not in the chat today, Paul is in a closet.
This is where I do my recordings. The sound is dampened.
With the clothes, and the tool from a tutu is tickling his neck at the moment.
It's not my. It's my wife's tutu from when she was a young girl.
Sure.
All right. Well, I've got to run to mass. Everybody, see
okay. Oh yeah, he's feeling he's going to get in trouble now, so he's going to bow out. No more talking about the tutu. I'm getting embarrassed.
He bailed.
Okay. All right. Good night, everybody.
Take care.
Bye,
good night. Good night.
Gosh, it's good to see him. He's a good guy.
Yeah, so I look forward to seeing him in just a few months at the CNMC in Atlanta on June 7th.
That's going to be so awesome.
Yeah, and by the way, we're getting really, really, really close to opening up the site for registration and information about the Jubilee dinner on Saturday night. I'm making formal arrangements for that. And
arrangements.
And
that's where we should put the homecoming picture thing set.
Yeah, we should. That'd be fun.
Is it going to be black tie, this event?
I don't know.
Please
don't
say think. No. Okay.
I don't think so. No.
This hipster wants to wear jeans.
See, regardless of what it is, I'm going to be in black shirt. You're with white collar. So.
It's a white collar event.
It's a white collar.
All right. Okay. So, Maria, I'm dying to hear about what was so fantastic about this week for you.
Oh, dude. So I was interviewed by the Atlanta Interfaith Broadcasting Group. They're doing a documentary on prayer, and they wanted to see some Catholics that were praying the rosary. So I met the producer out at the Monastery of the Holy Spirit yesterday and spent about 3 hours behind that camera getting filmed and talking to this woman for what's probably going to be about 5 minutes of...
You get like one little snippet.
I'll be one little piece of the big pie. But it was so much fun. It was really cool to see that, to see how that plays out. It reminded me of the old that Catholic show days.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really neat. And actually, I mentioned that Catholic show. For those of you who don't know what that is, it's a 5 minute video series or about 8 or 9 videos that have short catechetical bursts for you that are fun. It was co-written by Greg and me and Jennifer. Willits is the star, I guess that's what you would call it.
The on-camera talent.
The on-camera talent. So you could probably catch those videos for free still over at thenewevangelizers.com. Mm-hmm. But Greg was the one who told these folks that he wasn't in Atlanta anymore, and why don't they call me? So that's how I got caught up in that. I got some mystery call from the parish that the communications office was looking for me.
Uh-oh. They started listening to Catholic Weekend, and we have some questions.
I might be in trouble real soon. So, of course, 3 hours of filming and talking, and I had about 3 brain farts during the whole process. So those are probably the 3 snippets that are going to be. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm sure of it. Excuse me.
So, what day is it? What's your name?
Excuse me. There's a little bit of drool coming.
Senior moment. I did. I was going through. She asked me to go through the prayers that were in the rosary, and I'm going through the prayers. And, you know, what's the name of it when you pray it in when you pray the first part and then the second part with somebody else?
Choir style.
So I said the second half of the doxology and left out the whole first half of it. And I'm like, oh, I bet you that's going to be the piece that these people are going to air. And I look like an idiot. Whatever. when I realized that after we'd finished filming, I said, you know what? I didn't say one of those prayers completely. And I'm looking at the woman, and then I thought, oh, whatever.
Wait. I want breakfast at podcast. Hey, John.
Oh, give me a kiss. Oh, my Valentine brought me breakfast in the middle of the show.
Hi there.
Hi, John.
So if you're just listening and not watching the video, Maria's Valentine just brought her breakfast.
Oh.
How nice. And a nice little kiss. I'm so jealous.
Look at that grin she's got on her face now. Maria is like smiling ear to ear.
He's my sweetheart. He ordered, you ever had those Sherry's berries?
Mm-mm. I saw the commercials in the last several days.
Let me tell you what. They're fantastic. We've ordered them a few years. And so I got my package of those yesterday. That was sweet of him.
They do look good.
What's a Sherry's berry?
It's their chocolate-covered cherries, strawberries.
I think you go to berries.com or something.
I will be there when we hang up. I will be there in 45 minutes.
Let me tell you, he sent me a dozen. There was four white chocolate, four milk chocolate, and four dark chocolate, right?
If you go to the website and you click on the microphone and put in America, you get an additional dozen for $9.99.
America.
I'm serious. That's what the commercial said. I actually remember that.
Oh, my God. Well, now that John is gone, let me just say that he sent these to me and then he ate them.
That's awesome.
We ordered a pizza last night and we were watching a movie. And when they arrived, we had one each. And then later in the afternoon, we had some coffee and we had one each. So that means that he doesn't like chocolate. So the four white chocolates were already half gone. And I'm eating the dark chocolate because that's my preference. And then by the end of the movie last night, he was dipping into the milk chocolate. And I'm like, did you eat? He left me one.
One. Wow. So
men.
Yeah,
man. That sounds like the guy giving his wife a birthday present of a new bass boat.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Or like,
hey, honey, I got you this big screen TV.
Yeah.
I remember going over to Holiday Hardware when I was like 8 years old to buy, or maybe I was a little bit older, to buy a gift for my mom. I don't know if it was a Christmas gift or a birthday present. And it was like a keychain, but it was like something that I wanted, and I gave it to her, and then she gave it back to me. I went, that worked out well. Anyway.
Well, and you were 15, right?
Or maybe that was when I was 35.
Yeah.
I don't remember. All right. Let's see. I was going to ask Father Corey about your adventure. Let's see. Last week, you were in Toronto.
Correct.
And you weren't leaving until Monday morning for... somewhere
New York.
South,
yep.
Right? So
yeah.
How did that go?
Oh, it went very well. Other than the train to New York being 2 hours late and got into New York right before midnight, but that's all right. Actually, it worked out really well. Toronto was nice. Toronto's a very nice city. It was kind of cool and snowy and slushy and everything, so I didn't go out and do a lot in Toronto. And that wasn't my purpose. Actually, the reason why I was in Toronto as long as I was just was because I was worried about the trains being late. Well, they weren't. Other than that one to New York. So it was nice. Got to see a little bit of Toronto and then went down to New York. And it was, you know, a decent enough train trip. And then you'd spend a day in New York, which was fun. Just, it was really nice. Stayed at a hotel that was only two blocks from Penn Station, Madison Square Garden, Penn Station. So it was right there within all the, you know, walk, all the stuff in Manhattan you'd want to see, Times Square and Grand Central Terminal and the Empire State Building and all that, and Rockefeller Center and all that. So I went and walked around all that area, which was nice. It was decent enough weather. It was cold, but it wasn't, you know, super bitter cold. So it was kind of nice to get to see a little bit of New York. I'd never been to New York City. And then rode a little bit of the subway. I had to, you know, experience the subway. It's New York. Everybody thinks of the subway when they think of New York. So I had to experience that. And it was there. It worked. It did the job. Got to see Battery Park and see the Statue of Liberty. I didn't have time to go do anything as far as like go out to the Statue of Liberty but at least got to see it from Battery Park, which so that was nice. That and Ellis Island, and then even though I hate the Yankees, I did have to go up and see Yankee Stadium. You know, had to go and see it. Even if what I wanted to do was spit on it, at least I went up and saw it.
What did the Yankees do to you? Why do you hate the Yankees?
Because they're the Yankees.
The stinking Yankees.
Best team to buy, you know?
Wow.
Did you, when you were in Toronto, before you left Toronto, were you able to go to CN Tower?
I went by it. I didn't actually go up in it because it was snowing and the top of the tower was up in the clouds. So you wouldn't have actually been able to see anything.
Yeah.
But I actually, I went to a microbrewery, Steam Whistle Brewing, which is in an old railroad roundhouse right at the foot of CN Tower. So I was right there. And actually, that was more fun because, you know, I like the way this brewery works. You know, you check in, you pay for your tour. It's a paid tour. But while you're waiting for your tour, you get a sample of the beer. They start the tour. They hand you a bottle of beer. You do the tour. They have another sample of beer. So they know how to do the tour.
They do. I like that.
You know, so you get to try it. And actually, it's kind of more of a traditional brewery in that they make one beer. They make Steam Whistle Pilsner. That's it.
Wow.
You know, it's not like
some. I'm not a fan of Pilsners.
This one is very good. This one is not in your typical American Pilsner. It's not a Budweiser. It tastes much better.
Probably tastes very much like the original Budweiser.
Yeah.
The Budweiser.
Yeah, like Pilsners really should
like
taste
like a German Pilsner?
No, yeah. Czechoslovakian.
Like the real beer. Oh, yeah. Like the real beer.
Yeah, exactly.
Real, that real beer.
Exactly. So it was kind of a neat tour, you know, get to see all their equipment and everything. They could produce something like 125,000 barrels of beer a day, which for a small brewery like that is
That's quite impressive. A bit.
Wow.
Now I don't think they produce that much. But they can.
Could you imagine singing that song, 100,000 bottles of beer on the wall?
Yeah, I was worried about the guy starting up the song.
125,000 barrels of beer on the wall. 125,000
bottles instead of barrels. Barrels is a lot.
Yeah, barrels is a lot.
That's what I was going to say. Wow, that's a huge amount.
I couldn't remember exactly, but I think you're right. I think it's actually going to be bottles, which still, that's a lot of beer.
Yeah.
I mean, yes.
It's more than I can drink in a day, that's for sure.
And, you know, the beer situation in Canada is even more strange than is here in the United States. It's much more regulated by the provinces than it is here in the U.S. So they have to go province by province and basically buy in to that province. So they're, you know, they're kind of, and then it's all controlled by the province. So, for example, you go to get alcohol in Canada, you get it from the beer store, which is independent but controlled by the province, or this was in Ontario, the beer store, or you go to the LCBO, the Liquor Control Board of Ontario, and that's where you get all your liquor and beer and stuff.
Wow, so, that just sounds so, I don't know.
Much more heavily controlled, even though Canada drinks per capita more beer than the U.S. does, I guess. Mm-hmm. But
and they watch more hockey and play more, what is that?
Curling.
There you go.
Labatt Blue.
Yeah. Hey, I had a good beer last week.
Oh, yeah?
I had a Black Hops IPA, or Black Hop IPA. Have you ever heard of this brewery, Sarah, called Stone's Throw Brewery? Mm. It's a little tiny little operation that was started from a Kickstarter campaign in Little Rock, Arkansas.
Interesting.
It was really good. They're so small, they just have like a little brewery thing on a corner building and no food or anything else. But it was good.
Interesting.
Yeah, so you finally made it home when? Yesterday?
Yeah, yesterday afternoon. And actually, I had good luck with the trains. They were all pretty much on time or close. Like, I think we were half an hour late. So that wasn't too bad. That's always a good thing when the trains are running on time. But it was a... It was good. It was a good trip. I was joking. I was just going to stick on the train. You know, I was having so much fun and enjoying the trip. I was just going to stay on the train and just keep traveling. You know, show up at home when I run out of money.
Well, I don't think that's
a good plan. I've always wanted to do something like that. What? Do it. No?
But no. Well, I can't because I got to do silly things like work.
Obligations.
Be a priest, you know.
Yeah.
That's rough.
Yeah. Has anybody seen Pastor Corey? No. He hasn't been here in quite some time.
No, he shows up about once a month to get his mail and, you know, get a paycheck and take off again. Celebrate like a couple of masses. And
well, you know what? It has been some time since we've been able to talk with the Catholic drinky, Miss Sarah. And so we are so happy now that you were able to join us this morning. So what's been going on with your life besides being a hipster tweeter?
Oh, geez. trying to think of why I haven't been on the show. I've had stuff going on, like from...
Furniture, it seems.
Yeah, lots of furniture deliveries, because I moved into a new apartment, and so I got a new chest of drawers in my bedroom, and then today I got this bed. It was a hand-me-down from my parents, so thanks, Mom and Dad, for supplying some more furniture for my house that I just can't afford myself. So I appreciate, you know, I appreciate the generosity of nice parents. And yeah, I know, traveling a little bit for work. I went to Dallas and then I finished up my book. So the manuscript is all done and woo-hoo! They have, yeah, they have sent it off to design. So now they're designing it and, you know, doing all the copy edits as they design it. And so like I'm done at this point. I don't have to do anything until I get the proofs, which I don't know when that'll be, but sometime probably, I bet, within the next 4 to 6 weeks, and then I approve it, and then it goes to print. So it's just like kind of crazy.
It's so real, Sarah.
Yeah.
And then the book tours begin.
Yeah, except it doesn't really feel real, because I'm kind of like, at this point, I'm kind of like, oh, that seemed really easy. Like, ooh, isn't there more to this? And the hardest thing actually has been getting some of the copyright items approved from using quotes to different prayers and things like that from the various sources. That's kind of been a pain, but we're working through that.
Well, speaking of books, how's everything going along with your B book of saints?
Oh, you're talking to me.
Yeah.
My badass book of saints, Courageous Women Who Taught Me How to Live.
Mm-hmm. That's Maria's title. I love it so much. So we've got the alcoholic and the badass. This really is Catholic weekend.
No, I know there's a there's a guy out there that does the bad Catholic, right? Maybe we should just rebrand this to the Bad Catholic Podcast.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Listen, I am so excited. Those the saints and the women in the story, and my own family. I talk a little bit about my own story in there, kind of woven through these women that I've admired and the saints. So it's going to be a neat book. I think that you guys are going to like it. Guys, too, are going to like it, I think. But I don't think that they think this is a book for, say, the people in the choir. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. Well, I used to sing in the choir. What's wrong with us?
Oh, that's right.
Hey, trust me.
I think one or two old ladies are even get their panties in a wad over the title. But you know what?
Yeah.
It's going to be a neat experience getting to talk about these women and these saints and my story too. You know, my family's pretty badass. Mm-hmm. So every time I say that, I look at Father Corey and he goes,
Hey, listen, blessed it's great. Hey,
you know, I use those, believe me, I've used those words. I'm from Montana. You can't go far without hearing stuff like that.
Right. Oh, it's gonna be a lot of fun, and people are really getting interested in it, because you know, you can be holy and be real. Mm-hmm. and I think that's part of what we want to say,
and you can be real holy as well.
You can be real holy too.
You mean holy people don't sit their whole life in their church with their hands folded perfectly in prayer and don't speak a word that's not absolutely polite and respectful and loving and blah.
Oh, I think you're using sarcasm.
Catholics
there.
Are not boring.
Yeah, a little bit.
Excellent.
Anyway, I'm looking forward to seeing what the title looks like, what the cover looks like. You've seen your art, right,
Sarah? Yes. I haven't seen the final proof of it yet. I sent back a couple more notes on it, but we're at the final stages, and so then it'll go up on Amazon so you guys can see it all there, and I'll post it and all that jazz. So we're getting close. I really like the direction that it's gone. So it's getting there.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And I mean, it's amazing that we're having two books coming out this year. So you guys feeling, need to get on
the board. I'm feeling not worthy here. I'm feeling not worthy, you know.
Yeah, pressure, no pressure. So, Sarah,
yeah, whatever.
Out of the summer, right? Early summer.
Yeah, mine, you know, I let them know about the CNMC date, and they are going to push to have it out before the CNMC so we can do a nice, fun launch CNMC weekend.
Nice. That'll be cool.
That'll be super cool.
Reason to come to Atlanta for CNMC.
That's right. Will you be giving away beer samples?
It depends on...
to me?
It depends on how motivated I get and how much I can get made before. Mm-hmm. So the plan is yes. However, I don't want to overpromise anything. So now that I have a guest room, I have a lot of people that are like, booked flights to come visit. So,
oh wow,
yeah, nice. I've already got 3 visitors lined up for the next like 6 weeks. So,
wow,
yeah. So I'm excited because you know I get to see some of my friends and now I can you know play hostess and all that. So we'll just see how beer brewing fits in with all of that.
Nice. Probably not too well.
Not likely.
Okay, I'm going to play some music that you're not going to be able to hear if you're watching the video. But just imagine Punxsutawney Phil playing in the background there. And this is really going to be just a short break, our only break for this show. And just wanted to mention that, well, we've talked about it a little bit already, the Catholic New Media celebration, the Jubilee celebration 2015 occurring on June 7th. Now, the Eucharistic Congress basically begins like on Friday afternoon, Friday evening, and the main event is on Saturday. And that's a big deal here in Atlanta, the Atlanta Archdiocese Eucharistic Congress, which is really cool. A lot of great Catholic speakers there. So if you want to come early and enjoy some of that, you're invited to do so. And then on Saturday night, separate from the CNMC itself, is a CNMC Jubilee dinner celebration that we'll be having, and it'll be a nice event. And then on Sunday, the CNMC, and we have an announcement to make. You already know that Greg Willits is going to be our opening keynote speaker, talking about the Catholic New Media past. And the midday speaker is going to talk about the state of Catholic New Media present, and that is going to be, you may have heard of her, she's written a few books and does some stuff online and podcasts and radio programs and everything else, Lisa Hendy. So Lisa Hendy has agreed to be our midday speaker, and we're excited about that. And then, of course, at the close of the CNMC will be Catholic New Media, the Future. And that, of course, will be presented by our CEO and co-founder of SQPN, Father Roderick Von Hogan. And so we're really excited about that, looking forward to that. And again, information about registration for the CNMC event itself and information about getting your hotel room reserved and signing up for the Jubilee dinner, all that stuff, will be coming out very, very soon. By the way, we'll be staying at the Marriott Airport Gateway Hotel, which is right smack dab next to the Georgia International Convention Center, where we're holding our event. And also the Spring Hill Suites right next door to that, very close to the GICC, is going to be available as well. We'll have a special conference rate, and look for information about that on SQPN.com. Actually, what would it be?
Both within walking distance.
Oh, yeah. Like right next to you. And if you fly in, you're not local, and you fly in, it's really convenient because there's like a little train service, autonomous train transportation service from the airport terminal right to the hotel and the convention center. So it's very convenient. So again, more information about that will be coming out shortly. And you all can't tell on the Hangout, but I just ended that little break perfectly with the music ending.
We believe you.
really, if you just listen to the audio, which I know none of you ever do.
No, we don't. We believe you. You've done it so expertly in the past.
I'm getting better at it. So, and I'd also like to say thank you to everybody who is a friend of SQPN. We really do appreciate it. Basically, this podcast is brought to you by them, the friends of SQPN. And don't forget about going over to the Amazon links and clicking on those before you do your Amazon shopping. And that really helps us as well. And of course, if you're looking for a host for your website or your blog, your podcast, Bluehost is the place to go. And again, a link to that. If you're watching us on the live page right now, it should be like right over here, right next to me. And just click on that if you want to sign up for Bluehost web hosting. Okay, so we have all that out of the way. And now it is time for, again, you're going to have to use your imagination if you're not listening to the audio. But I'm hearing some saxophone playing in the background. And the dulcet tones of Pat Gone. The picks of the week. Yes, it's time. So, who would like to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
I'll go first if I can get this set up here. Here we go. My pick of the week is a fantastic book by a virtual friend of mine that I have not met. I have not met her in real life yet. But she's a writer. She's up in somewhere in Massachusetts. She's up in New England. And she wrote what for the last year she's been touting as the anti 50 Shades of Grey book. You know, that monstrosity of ridiculosity.
Never heard of it. Are they? Is that a movie that's out?
Whatever.
We're not discussing it.
We're not going to discuss it. But this book is called Falling for Your Madness. And the author is Catherine Grubb. I think I may have, when the book came out, had it as a pick of the week. But it's a delightful story of a courtship and the chivalry of the main character, who's the main male character, and how he sweeps off his Valentine with chivalry. It's really a sweet story. And it's available on Kindle and probably on Amazon too. But it's just a fun story that is not at all what some people seem to be steering towards today. So that's my pick of the week, Falling for Your Madness.
Mm. Sounds like a good pick.
It is sweet.
All right. Thank you. I'll throw out mine before we have Sarah and Father Corey. And I just want, again, to mention, and it's my pick of the week, the SaintCast. And really, you really do need to check it out if you haven't already. I mean, who hasn't? But Paul's last two episodes, both this year, are fantastic. And so you need to check that out by heading over to thesaintcast.org. And I guess my actual pick is SaintCast episode 147, Sound Seeing in Molokai, in the Footsteps of Father Damien. So
sweet.
Check it out. And we love you, Dr. Paul. And thanks. I'm glad that he was able to come on our show today. All right. So that was girl, boy. So back to girl, Sarah, fabulous. Your pick.
So I don't really have one, but I can pick one. It's really super nerdy, though.
That's good.
Oh, we love nerdy. Go for it.
So I went and I played golf last night with some friends. By golf, I mean we went to a driving range that's kind of like a bowling alley thing anyways. And so I came home because I was home early and I decided that it would be a good idea at 10:30 at night to sit down and get enveloped in a project on my website. I'm like, what? I'm an idiot. And so so I found a plugin for WordPress that's super awesome because it allows you to make everything look great when you publish it to social. So when you publish to Facebook, when you publish to Twitter, to Google+, it adds in some really great metadata so that everything can look really sharp when you publish it out. And it uses Twitter cards, which is really dorky, but it allows you to have a nice preview of your blog when you're tweeting out your link. Instead of just having the link in your tweet, it will populate an image and a description and just some extra information, and it really will help you get more clicks and all of this on your blog post. And so it's called Yoast WordPress SEO. Really easy to use, easy to set up, and can really, if you're a blogger, can really help your blog take it to the next level when you're publishing to social to get more clicks. So that's my pick of the week is Yoast WordPress SEO plugin. It's free and just really dorky and cool, and I like it.
I like dorky and cool.
Dorky and cool.
You missed one of my picks a couple of weeks ago, Sarah. The Duet display app or application and software for your Mac that turns your iPad into an extra screen.
What? Okay, yeah. I need to check this out.
Duet display. Are you serious? Or are you just making fun of me?
I'm like dead serious. Okay. I'm like, that sounds amazing.
It's awesome. No,
My software geek side is showing. So that's what I, for work, for those that don't know, I'm a software consultant. So I love this stuff so much.
Yeah, me too. So really, I'll check it out. I'll talk to you about it after the show if you want. But it's perfect. I'm using it. I've incorporated it into my workflow when I record my podcast because it's nice to have an extra screen over here.
I got a big screen from work and all that. So if you can do dual screens and you've never done it before, huge believer, it can really help your productivity in a big way. So
yeah. All right. Well, thank you for that pick, Sarah. And what did you say? Yoast SEO?
Yoast WordPress SEO. It's a free plugin. There are ways for you to buy premium add-ons to it. Not necessary, but you know, if you love a plugin, it's always good to toss them a couple of dollars to help them keep it up. So, but this one, I think I'm going to be willing to toss, $5 its way because it's pretty awesome. But Yoast WordPress SEO.
So, and now explain to me again. So you're doing a tweet and you have a link to your blog post or your podcast or whatever.
So it'll auto-populate for you an, one of the images that you pull out off of your website. So whatever you choose as your big image that you're anchoring at the top of the page, maybe your whatever is appropriate for that blog post, and it will auto-populate for you a title and a description. So it gives your the folks that are following you on Twitter a better sense of other content that's in your blog post. So it the idea behind it is that it should drive more clicks for you because it provides a prettier picture and all of this. So if you go and look at like Time Magazine and a couple of those types of probably like the Washington Post and any news site, they've started to use what's called a Twitter card. And so Twitter does it for YouTube also. And so it's just, it came out about a year ago, but it's becoming easier to use. Just makes your whole Twitter experience better, but it does it for Facebook too. And so it's just really nice. Help you get some more people clicking on your links.
Because Facebook is sort of like what happens when you do a post on Facebook and you include a link. And so it puts the image there and the, okay. Oh,
cool. Yep. Twitter will now do that for you via Twitter card functionality. So it's really cool. And
I
can really just
tweeting
help.
About that the other day. About
how
to do the card.
How to do it. And then I figured out that it wasn't that hard. So I was like, it used to be harder, and so it used to be you had to like hand code everything, but now you don't because people have written plugins that make it super easy. Nice. So
it's accessible to the rest of us.
Yes. Also, there's some audio versions of it too. So if you're a podcaster, you can have people play the audio right in line. Like so many things. If you're selling a product, there's a buy button you can integrate. Like it's really cool stuff.
Nice. We'll have to check it out. Thank you, Sarah and Father Corey.
Well, my pick of the week is very much along the line of being a priest. And of course, Wednesday is Ash Wednesday. So it's the start of Lent. It's hard to believe we're already starting Lent. So make sure, of course, it's not a holy day of obligation. However, it is a very good and pious practice to go to Mass on Wednesday and to get your ashes. Get your ashes on your forehead or however they do it. Some places do the sprinkling in your on the top of your head.
What?
That's more of that. Traditional practice in monasteries, and I think in some places like in Europe.
Oh, for bald people?
No, just anybody. Right? So it's not. It doesn't show like it does.
That would be a really.
Yeah, but anyway.
That would drive me crazy. I'd feel like I have lights or something.
So get to Mass and get the ashes on your forehead. And of course, it is a day of fast and abstinence. So the traditional fast rules apply, which are pretty simple. One large meal, two smaller meals that don't equal a second meal, you know, so two snacks basically, and then no meat. So make sure to get to take care of all that, and we'll start into our Lenten sacrifice and penance in preparation for Easter.
Hey, and let me just say that we're starting to see a little bit of the influence of maybe Bishop Coyne in his position at the USCCB. Did you see that they are encouraging the hashtag?
Nice. Oh, yes.
I saw a tweet earlier this week to tweet with the hashtag on Wednesday. Tweet your picture.
I'm sorry. I love that so much.
Hashtag.
I love it so much. Like, I just puns. You guys, it's my favorite.
Well, with that, Father Corey, tell us how we can listen to your homilies and find out more about you online.
Well, my homilies are posted to my website, Fr. Corey Stika, first name spelled Corey.
He can't even do it.
I haven't done this in a while. I was gone. And then I'm on Twitter, Facebook, Google Plus, Instagram at Fr. Corey Stika. Last name spelled Stica.
Okay. Are you sure?
I'm positive about that one.
Okay. And Maria Johnson, if you're looking for another cup of coffee, head over to her blog, Another Cup of Coffee, BagoJohnson.com.
Yeah. And you can see my photo challenge of the week is from yesterday's filming. So there's a picture of the sanctuary and at the monastery.
Speaking of great pictures, especially great pictures of Maria Johnson, I saw one of you and your dog Otis.
And Otis on Facebook. What
a fantastic photo. Who took that?
John took that. I was holding still. Mm-hmm. I wasn't trying to pose or anything. It's just that Otis, I came back from the filming, and so John was watching TV in the bedroom on the recliner. So I just threw myself across the foot of the bed to talk to him, and we had just been chatting for the longest time, and Otis kept inserting himself in the conversation.
It's an adorable photo. You should check it out.
I love that dog.
So the Facebook page that you, if you want to check that out, would be where would that be?
I think it's Maria Johnson 33. I don't know. Just look for me, Maria Marrera Johnson.
Maria Marrera Johnson, I think, is how you find her on Facebook. All right. Thank you, Maria. And if you want to learn more about the upcoming book and other information about the Catholic Drinky, Sarah, how would we do that?
You can find me on the Twitters at Catholic Drinky and on Instagram. And I am going to write a blog post this weekend. You guys, I have a really great idea for a blog post. Pretty excited about it.
Excellent. So check it out by heading over to CatholicDrinky.com. And finally, I am the Airline Pilot Guy, and all the information about that is over there at the site AirlinePilotGuy.com. On Twitter and Facebook, all one word, Airline Pilot Guy. And the show is about flying, mostly concentrated on airline-related stuff, news that's been happening, accidents, incidents, etc., and then a lot of answering people's questions about flying and the airline lifestyle and all that kind of good stuff. So check that out if you're interested and if you have a lot of time. Because these are not short episodes. So that's airlinepilotguy.com. And lately we were talking about the recent crash of the TransAsia ATR, which had some spectacular dash cam video and what has been going on with that. So if you're interested in that kind of thing, head over there.
Everyone needs a dashboard cam. That's what I'm saying. You never really know what you're going to catch.
I don't know. It might be pretty boring. Driving.
Yeah.
Montana. Boring.
Yeah, but that one day you have that dash cam on and you see that moose or whatever, and boom, you got it on the dash cam.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
I hope I never have that. I think the year was enough. A moose would do some real damage.
Do you have moose?
Man, I have to tell you.
There are some out here. Yeah. Not a lot, but there are some.
Yeah.
Meese.
I was going to say, what is the plural of moose?
Mooses.
Moosin.
All right. With that, Hope everybody, thanks everybody for joining us this week, and hope to see you again next week on the next show. So have a great Catholic weekend. Take care and God bless.
SQPN, leading the way in Catholic new media.